In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnell. It is Thursday, July the 27th. Glad to have you along, as we always are, everybody. Setting aside for a minute the internecine battles that appear to be going on inside the West Wing of the White House. Who leaked what? To whom? Who's going to get fired or not? We are going to take a step back today and talk about who owes what to whom. Anthony Scaramucci, the new White House communications director, is, as you know, a Wall Street guy. Ran a fund of funds firm called Skybridge Capital, which, as a condition of taking a government job, he had to sell. The chosen buyer is a Chinese company. HNA Group is its name. And that deal, first of all, hasn't closed yet, and B, is set to be under review by regulators. The Wall Street Journal pegs that deal at as much as $250 million all told. Scaramucci himself could get up to $125 million. So Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets us going with White House financials and divestments.
Anthony Scaramucci isn't the only one in the Trump administration who's needed to clean up his or her financial house to avoid conflicts of interest. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, Rex Tillerson, Betsy DeVos. It's a rich person problem. But Scaramucci's SkyBridge deal is raising eyebrows. At least some eyebrows.
I don't think that if you did a deal with China, you're automatically suspect.
Derek Scissors is a resident scholar at the conservative-leaning American Enterprise Institute. He doesn't see an immediate ethics problem. But...
I do think, you know, if someone has a lot of influence in the administration and they've just made a deal with a country that we are now, you know, at odds with over North Korea, over economic issues, you have to wonder whether they're thinking about the country or thinking about the deal.
He thinks if Scaramucci gets a bigger policy role in the administration, the pending SkyBridge deal raises bigger questions. Meredith McGeehee is from Issue One, a group that tries to reduce the influence of money in politics. She thinks it's a plenty big deal already. McGeehee calls the White House communications director job one of the most powerful public positions there is.
The words that are uttered by him or by others in that office have the power to move markets, have the power to influence policy.
And she says, have the power to send messages and affect business around the world. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.